This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. God bless you today, friends. Thank you for taking 15 minutes of your busy days. We're going to play something from a sermon I preached a little while ago. This one is entitled Moses and the Plagues of Egypt. Now, we've been going through a short series of messages in the life of Moses. Last week, we looked at Moses in the name of God. A couple weeks ago, Moses at the burning bush. And there's two messages left in this series. This is one of them right here, Moses and the Plagues of Egypt. And then probably next week, we'll look at Moses walks to his own funeral. And that's out of Deuteronomy chapter 34. In the meantime, though, we're looking at these plagues of Egypt here and how similar they are from what the book of Revelation tells us. Some of the plagues are going to be during the tribulation time. So we're going to get to that here. In the meantime, I invite you to come out to Island Community Church this Sunday morning. Now, Island is located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. You are invited Sunday morning at 10:30. We are going through a series. Actually, we're going through the book of Ephesians, verse by verse. Love to see you Sunday morning. We'll be picking it up here in chapter 3 this coming Sunday morning. And then Wednesdays, we've got about 2 weeks left in our study in 2 Peter. And then for the next year, we'll be going verse by verse through the book of Revelation, Wednesday night, 6 o'clock. You are invited. Love to see you. So God bless everyone. Here is part two of this message now, Moses and the plagues of Egypt. God says, "Let my people go so that they may serve me in the wilderness. But indeed, until now, you would not hear. Thus says the Lord, by this you will know that I am the Lord. Behold, I will strike the waters which are in the river with the rod that is in my hand, and they will be turned to blood. And the fish that are in the river will die. The river shall stink. The Egyptians will loathe to drink the water of the river." Then the Lord spoke to Moses, "Say to Aaron, take your rod, stretch your hand over the waters of Egypt, over the streams, over their rivers, over their ponds, and over the pools of water, that they may become blood. And there shall be blood throughout all the land of Egypt, both in buckets of wood and pitchers of stone." And Moses and Aaron did so as the Lord commanded. So he lifted up the rod, struck the waters that were in the river in the sight of Pharaoh and in the sight of his servants. And all the waters that were in the river were turned to blood. The fish that were in the river died. The river stank. And the Egyptians could not drink the water of the river. So there was blood throughout all the land of Egypt. Now, you don't need to turn here, but fast forward into the future to Revelation chapter 11 and these mysterious two witnesses. It says that they have power to shut heaven so that no rain falls during the days of their prophecy, and they have the power over the waters to turn them to blood and to strike the earth with all plagues, as often as they desire. That's Revelation 11:6. Funny. History's going to repeat itself once again. Talk about double whammy. Not only does it not rain for 1,260 days. Think about that.
3.5 years with no rain. Not only does it not rain, then he got the word and. And they have the power to turn the waters into blood. Sets the stage perfectly, doesn't it? For the man with the plan coming into town with a great big refrigerated truck of Zephyr Hills. We laugh, but I'm not all that far from the truth. Read back in 2 Kings where women were boiling their sons. We ate your son yesterday, now we're going to eat mine today. I've said it before, I'll say it again. In desperate times, people do desperate things. Number two, frogs. I think it's chapter 8, verse 1, right? Frogs. The plague of frogs. The Lord spoke to Moses, "Go to Pharaoh and say to him, 'Thus says the Lord, let my people go, that they may serve me. But if you refuse to let them go, behold, I will smite all your territory with frogs. And the river will bring forth frogs abundantly, which will go up and come into your house, into your bedroom, onto your bed, into the houses of your servants, on your people, into their ovens, and into their kneading bowls. The frogs will come up upon you, on your people, and on your servants.' So the Lord spoke to Moses, 'Say to Aaron, stretch out your hand with your rod over the streams, over the rivers, over the ponds, and cause frogs to come up on the land of Egypt.' So Aaron stretched out his hand over the waters of Egypt, and frogs came up and covered the land of Egypt." Now, funny, but if you have a good reference Bible, you'll notice in this passage, it says Revelation chapter 16, verse 13. And this is how that reads. It says, "I saw three unclean spirits like frogs coming out of the mouth of the dragon and the beast and the false prophet. They're spirits of demons performing signs, which go out to the kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to the battle of the great day of God Almighty." So once again, frogs are going to come into play here in these plagues here at the end of the age. Now, in the midst of all this, Pharaoh pleads with Moses to remove the frogs. Look here in verse 15, Exodus chapter 8, verse 15. It says here, "But when Pharaoh saw that there was relief, he hardened his heart and did not heed them, as the Lord had said." You see, Pharaoh hardened his own heart. This is no poor innocent Pharaoh here. Pharaoh is no victim of circumstance. Pharaoh hardened his own heart. And it's the same thing with you as well. God will only tug at your heartstrings for only so long. God will only call your cell phone, proverbially speaking, for only so long. There comes a time where he's not going to ring your phone anymore. You've got to answer the call when he calls you. Pharaoh had his chance to turn from this. And you do too. God will only call for so long, and then, well, I'll let him tell you himself in his word. Romans chapter 1, verse 24. Let me read this to you. It says, "Therefore," now it says here twice in this passage that God gives them up. "Therefore, God gave them up to uncleanness in the lust of their heart, to dishonor their bodies among themselves, who exchanged the truth of God for the lie and worshiped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this reason, God gave them up to vile passions, for even the women exchanged the natural use for what is against nature. Likewise, the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one for another, men with men committing what is shameful and receiving in themselves the penalty of their error, which was due." Romans 1, 24 through 27 speaks for itself what that's talking about. You want me to add my commentary? He's talking about gays and lesbians and environmentalists who don't have the order of creation in the right way, that is. Remember what Jesus said, "No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me should draw him, and I will raise him up on the last day. If you refuse him who speaks, he will draw you no longer." Okay, third plague, gnats. King James and the New King James has lice. Verse 16. Now I'm reading it from the New King James. "So the Lord said to Moses, 'Say to Aaron, stretch out your rod, strike the dust of the land so that it may become lice throughout all the land of Egypt.' And they did so. Aaron stretched out his hand with his rod, struck the dust of the earth, and it became lice on man and beast. And the dust of the land became lice throughout all the land of Egypt." Now this Hebrew word here really means gnats. "Now the magicians so worked with their enchants," verse 18, "the magicians so worked with their enchantments to bring forth lice, but they could not. So there was lice on man and beast. Then the magicians said to Pharaoh, 'This is the finger of God.' But Pharaoh's heart grew hard, and he did not heed them, just as the Lord had said." Now, assuming that these were gnats or mosquitoes, let me read this commentary. "Unlike the previous two plagues, this one came without warning. This was also true of the sixth and the ninth plagues. Aaron struck the dust with his staff, and flying, biting insects covered man and beast." This Hebrew word for gnat occurs only here in the Old Testament. It may mean gnats or perhaps mosquitoes. Now, the statement that the dust became gnats may be a way of saying gnats were unusually numerous. Can you imagine this? Just billions and billions of gnats and mosquitoes. Sounds like Florida. Now, this plague may have been an attack against Set, S-E-T, the god of the desert. It may also have been directed against the Egyptian priesthood. Now, the priests prided themselves in their purity with their frequent washings and shavings and the wearing of linen robes. Here, the Lord polluted the religionists with pesky insects. Okay, number four, flies. Verse 20. "Now the Lord said to Moses, 'Rise early in the morning and stand before Pharaoh as he comes out to the water. Then say to him,'" but you would think this guy would get it by now, wouldn't you? I mean, how about you? I mean, how many plagues would it take on your forehead before you got it?
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Your blood speaks a better word than all the empty claims I've heard upon this earth. Speaks righteousness for me and stands in my defense. Jesus, it's your blood. Your blood. Your blood speaks a better word. All the empty claims I've heard upon this song speaks righteousness.